very beautiful and blessed Thursday morning. I hope your December is going well in this first week. But I wanted to remind you that if your dreams and goals are just not there yet, please know that we live in God's time, not ours. And you just haven't, as Danny Gokey sings, just haven't seen it yet.
Been praying, and you still have no answers. Have you been pouring out your heart for so many years? Have you been hoping that things would have changed by now? Have you cried all the faith you had through so many tears? Don't forget the things that he's done before, and remember he can do it all once more. It's like the brightest sunrise waiting on the other side of the darkest night. Don't ever lose hope, hold on and believe. Maybe you just haven't seen it, just haven't seen it yet. You're closer than you think you are. On the moments from the break of dawn, all his promises are just up ahead. Maybe you just haven't seen it, just haven't seen it yet. Don't ever doubt his love for you, 'cause it's only in his love that you find a breakthrough. Oh, it's like the brightest sunrise waiting on the other side of the darkest night. Don't ever lose hope, hold on and believe. Maybe you just haven't seen it, just haven't seen it yet. You're closer.
I believe. Oh.
Welcome on this beautiful morning. This is Scott Borsky on WWDB Morning Light, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock. It is an honor to join with you in faith and prayer and all that's good with the love of God. And how do we bring the love of God closest to us? We have to put God first in everything we do and everything we say. That's how all our actions and words can be blessed. In other words, please sing with Consumed by Fire, with First Things First.
All the things that I've held dear, the vanities that whispered in my ear, what would I do if they all disappeared? Riches and fame and all that they could buy, I've come to find they never satisfy. What would I gain if my soul's a prize? I don't want to love what the world loves. I don't want to chase what the world does. I only want you. Kingdom's all I wanna see.
You know, we are in the heart of football season, both professionally and in college as well. And one of my favorite college and profession players is and was Tim Tebow, well, as we know, he is a man of God and his wife is a woman of God. I just love listening to his words. Please join him with these wonderful words when he talks about God sees the big picture with Tim Tebow.
You know, I'm reminded of Joseph's story when he's 17 years old. He's betrayed by his brothers and he's sold into slavery. And Joseph has to have these thoughts of, God, what are you doing? But over and over and over again in Joseph's story, there is a theme. What is the theme? He trusts God. He trusts God. He trusts God. He trusts God. See, God knew what his story was going to be. Joseph didn't. God knew 13 years later he was going to be second in command of Egypt. Joseph didn't. Man, I hope if I had to go through something like that, that I would be willing to trust God. I hope I would be willing to say, God, I can't see the full picture, but you can. Because guys, living a mission possible life is trusting the plan maker.
Did you wake up this morning to thank God for making this a new day for you? This is the day the Lord has made. Thank you, God, for allowing me to wake up and bring blessings into others in my circle of life and my circle of love. Sing with Chris Tomlin on his wonderful Thank You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for the small things like me and her on a porch swing, for summer nights and fireflies and the sound of my old six string. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings. If I still got breath in these lungs, then that's all I need to get down on my knees and be thankful for all that he's done. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt floor, for my babies, for my girls. Times, for lighting the way in the dark times, for pulling me in, for giving again the times that I took it too far. I gotta thank you for keeping me humble, for picking me up when I stumble. And although I change, you stay the same, and I don't say thank you enough. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt floor. For my babies, for my girl. I just wanna thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Raise up, eyes closed. One thing I know. I just wanna thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord.
If you're ever wondering on cold days, especially ones we've had this week, if God is with us, you know that God is everywhere. God is Emmanuel. Wherever you are, God is. Never fear. God is protecting you from the bows and slings that you didn't even know were coming to you today. All the negative that was made to reach you, God just bats them away, as we always say. Not today, Satan. Please sing with and read with Stephen Furtick on his wonderful words, Is God Still With Us?
The only way you find out why is to respond. God doesn't show you the reason until you respond. And then you understand in reverse why God did what he did. And then you get to help somebody out of your own pain and you realize maybe that was why. Or you're stronger and you find out that you have character you didn't even know until the storm shook away all that shaky stuff. And now you know why I had to go through it, so I could see that my foundation was on the rock. But you do not know why. God does not give reasons to people who do not respond.
God has known us before we were born. We can't even doubt that. We may be as numerous as the stars in the sky, but God knows each one of us. God knows us when we were born, and God knows our given mission and our given purpose. And that, my friends, is a fact. Sing with Torrin Wells on his wonderful Known.
Inside me, and you call me out to pull me in. You tell me I can start again, and I don't need to keep on hiding. I'm fully known and loved by you. You won't let go, no matter what I do. And it's not one or the other. It's hard truth and ridiculous grace to be known, fully known and loved by you. I'm fully known and loved by you. It's so like you to keep pursuing. It's so like me to go astray. But you guard my heart with your truth, the kind of love that's bulletproof. And I surrender to your kindness. Oh, I'm fully known and loved by you. You won't let go, no matter what I do. And it's not one or the other. It's hard truth and ridiculous grace to be known, fully known and loved by you. I'm fully known and loved by you. How real, how wide, how rich, how high is your heart? I cannot find the reasons why you give me so much. How real, how wide, how rich, how high is your heart? Now I cannot find the reasons why you give me so much. I'm fully known, fully known and loved by you. You won't let go,
no, you won't let go,
no matter what I do. It's not one or the other. It's hard truth and ridiculous grace to be known, fully known and loved by you. I'm fully known and loved by you. It's so unusual, it's frightening. I'm fully known and loved by you.
Throughout the day on this beautiful Thursday, just give thanks for everything in your life. And at the end of the day, you will realize how very, very blessed you are. Count your blessings. Know that each action you take and word you say can be made into a blessing to others. And that spreads. It's contagious. There are things we don't want to be contagious, but blessings is certainly one of them. Sing with Charlotte Ritchie on her beautiful In Everything Give Thanks.
brighten up your day, but you find the clouds rain on your parade. Don't forget somewhere, someone you may not know is thanking God for the rain to make the crops grow in everything. Give thanks.
Did you sleep well last night? Did you take that opportunity that God gives us to renew, rejuvenate, start a day fresh? In other words, on these beautiful words, please listen to Candace and Kirk Cameron, one of my two favorite people, on their Renewing Your Mind.
What are some of the ways that you are able to continually renew your mind?
Obviously reading the Bible and reading scripture. And I don't know about you, as an actor, I'll tell you, I have a hard time with scripture memorization. And some people would say, but you memorize lines for a living. And I do, and I can memorize very quickly. The problem is I throw it out very quickly. Whatever I say that day with lines, I don't have to say it the next day, so it leaves my brain. I'm trying to put together some new practices so I can remember that. What I know to be true, because it's my job, is that the easiest way to memorize is repetition, repetition, repetition. So it's just a reminder that whatever scripture you want to memorize, keep reading it every day.
Yep.
Every day, and you won't forget it.
You know, when we sleep, we need to sleep. But do you know who doesn't sleep? Of course, that's God. God doesn't slumber. But when we are rejuvenating, God takes that time to work on our problems so they're only temporary. They're momentarily. So when we pray to God, God says, oh, they are talking to me. They're having a conversation with me. I will help in the morning, the noon, and night when they're sleeping to take those problems and turn them into good. Sing with Jeremy Camp on his wonderful Out of My Hands.
Every day this never-ending pressure tries to take its claim over my heart. I have tried to hold it all together, but time and time again I fall apart. But that's where I find my life was never mine at all. But you are the one inside, always in control. So when it feels like all of this pain is
life was never mine at all. You're still the one inside, always in control. So when it feels like all of this pain is never you were strong enough. Only you can take this out of my hands, out of my hands. You're greater than all my sorrows, worthy of all my trust. Thank you, Lord, that this is out of my hands, out of my hands.
If you think your problems are big, you know that we have a big God and there are no problems too big for God. God can handle them. We know that sometimes God doesn't remove our problems, but God helps us find a way through them. As we journey through the Red Sea, God didn't just take away the Red Sea after slavery in Egypt, but God made a way through it. Please sing with Terry Ann and clap and dance with Terry Ann on her Big God.
With foes on my left and fears on my right, they think that I'm all by myself in this fight, but they do not know the infinite size of the God who is by my side. Hey, under fire, but my Goliath. Man, I'm talking about a big God, big God. When trouble comes around the way, only remedy for big odds is a big God. Ain't nobody gonna shake my faith. No, I'm not afraid. Throw my hands up in praise for the times that he pulled me through. I'm counting on a big God that they can't stop. He's a big God. My world in his hands, the monsters I face don't make me afraid when I know that I'm standing right next to him.
this beautiful Thursday. Did you point up to the sky, point up to heaven yet and say, thank you, God, for giving me this brand new day? I know that sometimes this brand new day isn't just for me, but it is for others, and I will take this opportunity to make the lives of better, to make every essence in those I come into contact with, whether it be financially, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, religiously, I will use my life because I was born in the image of you, God. Please sing with Andrew Rip on his For the Love of God.
I saw mercy, mercy seated where the judge should be, was guilty, guilty and getting out of jail free. How could it be I didn't get the life I deserved? And the only thing he wanted was my heart in return. And every time I think about it, every time I thought was the end, I'm caught up in wonder again. Where would I be? Where would I be if it wasn't for the love of God?
If it wasn't for the love of God.
Oh yeah. This song of victory is now mine to sing. Hallelujah, for the love of God has set me free.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, for the love of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, for the love
of God. I was
God.
Thirsty, turned into a field of green, started breathing. When heaven's favor took a hold of me, how could it be I'm living with an infinite worth? And the one I thought I chose had really chosen me first. And every time I think about it, every time I thought was the end, ooh, I'm caught up in wonder again. Where would I be?
I want to hear a big hallelujah. What does that mean? Those are Hebrew words that mean praise God. So say praise God, hallelujah, for giving you another day for yourself and for the people who count on you, the people who love you, whether they be two-legged or four-legged furry friends, they count on you. So we have to thank God for each and every day. Sing with Lauren Daigle and her Thank God I Do.
Thank you. I've seen love come and I've seen love walk away. So many questions, will anybody stay? It's been a hard year, so many nights and tears, all of the darkness trying to fight my fears. Alone, so long, alone. I don't know who I'd be if I didn't know you.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. My favorite psalm, Psalm 23, written by King David over 3,000 years ago. But those words are even truer today, and they become truer each and every generation. Sing with Patrick Mayberry on his Lead On, Good Shepherd.
Well, I've been turned round, but I've never been lost. Seen the water get troubled, but we walked across. When my knees were shaking, you held my hand, turning my problems to a promised land. Lead on, good shepherd, I'll follow all my days. You made
on this Thursday. I hope your day is brighter than it was yesterday on Wednesday and brighter than it was Tuesday. It should be brighter, brighter each and every day because we have a God that gives us daily grace, daily mercy, our daily bread, manna from heaven. Wake up in the morning and say, this will be, as Blessing Offer sings, brighter days.
I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I swear that love will find you in your pain. I feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. Ashes fall from burning dreams. Oh, never live through times like these. Oh, if you're trying hard to breathe in the dark, I know there's gonna be some brighter days.
Yes, sir.
I swear that love will find you.
The promises that God made for us 3,000 years ago, 3,500 years ago, are the same promises. The Bible, the Torah, our scriptures, they never change. They are in our lives. They are relevant today as they were back in biblical times. So hold on to those promises. Hold on. As Katie Nicole sings, hands up in the air. Hold on.
Smoke clouds all around, couldn't see your face. Darkness consumed me, stuck in the bitterness. But I know there's a light that's waiting up ahead. So I'll stay in the fight and look to the one who said, your promise that still stands. It's chasing after me. The rainbow, the storm clouds, is how I'm gonna see that there is a light that's waiting up ahead. So I'll stay.
Where are you right now? Are you driving your children to school? Are you driving yourself to work? Are you at home? Are you shopping in the holidays? Are you listening at the office? Wherever you may be, God is there with you because God is everywhere. There's no place you need to go to pray. There are no words that you have to pray. There is no right or wrong. Pray anywhere. Take that as a challenge. Pray 1,000 times a day. Please sing with Wren Collective on their Hallelujah Anyway.
Yeah, I'll find a way to praise you from the bottom of my broken heart. Cause I think I'd rather strike a match than curse the dark. Yeah, I'll find a way to thank you, though the bitterness is real and hard. Cause I'd rather take a chance on hope than fall apart. Yeah, I don't think I'm ready to surrender to the dark. Even if my daylight never dawns, even if my breakthrough never comes, to bring you praise. Even if my dreams fall to the ground, even if I'm lost, I know I'm found. Even if my heart will somehow say
that, my friends. Have a very, very blessed Thursday. And as we always say, pray more, worry less.